Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2017 East-West Shrine Game with one of the top wideouts in this upcoming draft class. And it's... I just wanted to message you. No, we got Carell Hamilton. Prior to going on, I asked Carell about 45 times. I always wanted to want to butcher his name, so I kind of scorched him on that one. But congratulations on being down here, man. Childhood dream come true in a way?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, just watching football since I was young, 7 years old, and just growing up and just seeing all these scouts and all these teams, and like the fact that, you know, you're so close, you can almost taste it. It's like, yeah, it's definitely a dream come true, just seeing all these teams here and just getting the chance to talk with all these guys. And you know, it's such a great league and all that, great sport. So it's a great time and definitely a great experience.
For you, I mean, have you always been that kid that was a little bit better growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee?
Yeah, I would say so. Yes, I was. But, you know, I don't like toot my own horn or anything like that. You know, there's many people that helped me get to where I am today. And it never was all on me. And I had, you know, some very great role models in my life that always believed in me and helped me, you know, achieve the things that I've achieved today. And I would just like to thank them for everything that they've done. And, it's never about me. It's never just about me. There's always somebody else and always something else that, you know, helped me get to where I am.
Nice. Very biased young man talking to you. Let me ask you this. Did they ever want to check out your birth certificate when you were a young kid?
No. I was never.
Scoring like 5 or 6, 7, 8 touchdowns?
Yeah, I was never like way bigger than everyone. I was taller, a little bit taller. But then everybody caught up and, you know, they stopped worried about that. But, I mean, it's still the same plays happening, even though they got bigger. But, never had to check my birth certificate or anything like that. No.
I asked a lot of guys that question because usually you guys, I mean, if you're here, you kind of always have been a lot better, and you're a lot better now. That's why you're here.
So I got you. Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of one of the fun things where, yeah, you know, they did get kind of, you know, scorched for being so successful at such a young age. For you, I mean, when you kind of evolve into that position that you're in today, I mean, I'm sure you played both sides of the ball growing up, but when do you kind of settle into the position that you're in now?
It was definitely probably my freshman year of high school. I know I wanted to play receiver, or I know I wanted to play quarterback my freshman year of high school. The coach thought I could probably be a better receiver, put me there, and ended up putting me there. I played JV a little bit, and they ended up moving me up to varsity my freshman year. And ended up playing receiver for, you know, a couple games there. Not much playing time, but a couple games there. And I ended up transferring high schools. And ever since I transferred high schools, I've been starting receiver since then. And that's when I, you know, really realized what I can, you know, do out wide. And I didn't know it, you know, at all myself. You know, I always thought I was a quarterback. I still think that today. I've worked on it, and it takes a lot of practice, and you know, it's a lot of things you got to do as a receiver. It's not just you know one thing. You know, there's a lot of movements that it takes to, you know, become a receiver. And I've worked on it and worked hard at it, and that's what's helped me get to where I'm at today. So. I get that move, you know, from my freshman year of high school, just for moving me from quarterback to receiver, and the fact that he believed that I could be a good one really helped me out to, you know, pinpoint on what I should be.
And how do you arrive at Samford?
I only had 3 offers coming out of high school. We were at a very good high school down here at Strawberry Crest in the Dover, Florida area. Travis Trickett was my recruiting coordinator. He came down, seen me at school a couple times, house visits, even sent the position coach to my house. They were just really hard on me. They were the first school to actually, you know, believe in me and trust that I could do it. And I had 2 more offers after that at Chattanooga and Coastal Carolina. And I just chose Samford. You know, I felt like they were the best opportunity for me academic-wise, you know, very, you know, academically, like academic school. They ran my type of offense as a spread offense, okay, with throwing the ball a lot. And I felt like that was my best opportunity to get a chance to play, you know, as a receiver, and just looking through depth charts and stuff like that. And got there, you know, they gave me the opportunity as a freshman, you know. And, you know, as a freshman, ended up starting, like, after the 3rd game of the season as a freshman, and never looked back since then. So it's been great career there. They definitely helped me out. And they definitely believed in me, and that's one thing they did. They believed in me from the start, even from high school, even though I didn't come from a big high school, and definitely kept on fighting for me to, you know, strive to be great.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Carrell Hamilton here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. If you missed any of this show in its entirety, you can always check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. Then we'll be featuring this draft bio, collegetopro.com. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards Philadelphia between the days of April 27th and 29th. That's when the NFL draft proceeds in Philadelphia, and it's an exciting time when you think about it. For you, you get to Samford. When does the idea that you can get to the next level really sink in?
I mean,
it doesn't matter where you're at.
Yeah.
You still have to.
Yeah, you still have to perform. But it was really after my freshman season, and you know, I had great teammates, and it's like, it wasn't the fact that, doesn't matter that they were boosting my head, but, you know, it was teammates that I had, you know, that actually would sit down and talk to me and, you know, tell me I got a chance. It wasn't like we're at a party or something like, oh, you're going to the NFL. No, never, nothing like that. It was actually like serious conversations, actually, you know, one-on-one conversations, talking to teammates and several teammates. And they really just helped me realize that what I was able to do. And then it also helps when, you know, we were sending guys to the league. And, you know, Jaquaski Tart, James Bradberry this past draft. We got Nick Williams in the league, Corey White, all these guys. And it's like, we also got guys, you know, that's tried out, like Kelsey Pope, Fabian Truss, Trey Wesley, and those players also, Jeremy Towns. And they just, you know, talking with them, and they're just like, you know, hey, man, you can make it. Like, you know, we've been there, we've done that, we've seen it. And, you know, you actually have a chance at, you know, doing this. And, you know, they've always believed in me. They believed in me. Friends believed in me. Family believed in me. And ever since then, you know, I've been fighting not only for myself, you know, to make it, you know, it'd be great for me to achieve it, but just to see the smiles on their faces, to see if that I make it, you know, it'd just be great, a great feeling just making everybody else happy as well as myself. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, man. It has to be an exciting time. And you mentioned it earlier in the show, you know, you're so close, but so far, and it's probably a bit of the scariness and excitement of it all. I mean, why are you here? I mean, what are those home run qualities that you bring to the position that scouts are going to love with?
Definitely. This year definitely helped out a lot with, you know, my stats and everything. But I just love to compete. Just the competitive nature of football, I love it. Just a lot of times, just the position I play, it's man on man, and it's like, it's either you're gonna win or I'm gonna win. And I just love to compete. Just the nastiness about football and everything like that. And it's just you know, I can bring many skill sets to the game, you know, as a bigger body receiver, you know, I'm kind of athletic and stuff like that, and you know, have a wide catch radius and make contested catches and stuff. But the main thing about me is just I feel like I don't like to lose, and I don't want to lose. I take losing very seriously, very hard, and that's one thing my teammates know about me as well. And so I definitely work hard to, you know, I just compete every single day and better myself, and always try to win every matchup that I go against. So.
You seem pretty calm, so you have to probably flip a pretty good switch to.
Oh yeah, definitely. I definitely do flip a switch on the field. Flip a switch on the field. So, you know, it's just I guess how I am.
I mean, a lot of you guys do. I mean, you're all young, great kids, and you gotta have that intensity.
You see, like, I'm the same way. Even on game day, it's like the switch doesn't flip until, you know, the clock, you know, starts running, and I'm still pretty calm, even standing on the field, on the bench, or anything like that. I'm still real calm until I finally have to, you know, step on the field. So, I mean, it's just like the way I am. I don't know, you know, how it is, and a lot of people have told me that, you know, I just have this switch that flips, and it's just like I could turn it on and off, and that's what they like about me. And, you know, I guess sometimes they say they wish they could see it more, you know, off the field, but I'm just like, that's not me. I get a little too competitive. But, definitely it's just a switch. Just stay calm. Don't let the moment, you know, get your head too big, you know, and you worry too much. And, you know, worrying, you know, you start messing up and, you know, making mistakes and everything like that. And that's, you know, that's not what I want to do. So I try to keep myself calm and not. Don't try to, you know, live up to the hype of the game or anything like that. Don't try to, you know, get too anxious to try to do something, you know, that I've never done before. I just stay, you know, play my game, keep my head level, you know, keep my cool, and then let my plan do the talking for me as it's been doing so far. So.
Nice. And for you, what goes unnoticed? Could be leadership qualities, game film study. I mean, the stats are there, so I think, not that the offense didn't cater to you, but I don't think there's a lot that they could miss.
Yeah.
Maybe some quarterbacks. When was the last time you threw a ball?
I had a pass this year.
All right.
I hit him out of the money. I hit my quarterback out of the money. But
So what are some of those hidden traits, I guess? Because this is your podcast. I mean, is there something these scouts might not have asked you that they do listen and they need to know?
No, they've asked a lot, and I've told them a lot also. But just, I mean, I guess just the leadership quality might be a thing, because I was never like, you know, a rah-rah type guy, or, you know, but if I need to speak up, I will. But definitely leadership quality. I guess a surprising fact to them is the fact that I was a three-time leader in college, three-time captain. So whenever they hear that, they ask, you know, how do you lead? And I usually say by example, but speak up when need to. And like, what I mean by that is just that, you know, if a player, a younger guy, makes a mistake in practice, I'm not the type of player, you know, to go run up them and yell at him, you know, and, you know, stuff like that. You know, the way I see it is like, the coach already going to yell at you. He already thought, he just got done yelling at you. I'm not about to add on to that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pull you to the side where nobody can hear us, and I'm going to talk to you just like how we're talking right now, and I'm going to just tell you, hey, look, you know, look, I know, all right, you have this on this on this play. All right, just go out there and make play. How long have you been playing football? Most of them have been playing since they were kids. So I just tell them, you know, it ain't nothing changed, man. You know, some of the guys are bigger. They may be a little bit faster, but the game's still the same. Just go out there and ball out. That's the type of man I am. Just motivational. Never, no, like, rah-rah, cut you out type deal. I was never like that. So that's just how I do it, things.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Carell Hamerton here on the C2P. Before we let you go, we always like to throw a couple off-the-wall questions. You're probably like, this whole show's been off the wall, right?
No problem.
Yeah, but one of the questions, I think this is one of the questions you guys enjoy answering the most. We're mentioning female celebrities. You can take any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat. Who's Carell Hamerton going to bring?
Oh, all right. I might have to go with J-Lo. Definitely
yeah?
Gotta go with J-Lo. Jennifer Lopez. Yeah, if you take it in, J-Lo? Yeah, definitely.
We get Megan good luck.
Yeah, nah,
you're not on J-Lo either. J-Lo. All franchise pick.
Yeah, definitely. I have to go with J-Lo.
Take us inside that Samford locker room. This is a big hit or miss. Sometimes you schools have a none. Sometimes schools have a ton. Nicknames. Who had the most bizarre nickname out of the game?
Most bizarre nickname. That's a tough one. We've had a couple. We called. We got Tweezy, Sosa.
Do you have a nickname?
Yeah, they call me K Dot or Dot for short.
Okay.
Where'd
that come from?
Yeah, they just came up with it. I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Right.
They just started calling me it. Everybody, you know, latched on to it and kept on going. I guess Aang may be the best one from like the Avatar Last Airbender type deal. The way his haircut was.
Okay.
Called him Aang. got a Hector. His real name is Jerry Mathis, but we call him Hector. We got quite a few weird names.
Nice. Now the final question for you, we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind Illustrated Creations. He sprays the shoes, makes them look all cool with themes. You could have your shoes painted, your cleats, what would you want themed on them?
Themed? I don't know. I thought about it, probably a little bit, and the one that I liked was like when Odell with the Joker, because I really like the Joker too.
Okay.
I just like the way he is. It's like he's like real dark, and nobody knows what he's thinking. Ever knows, but he kind of like laughs at you, but you don't know what he's laughing about. So probably like maybe a Joker theme as well, something like that. I definitely did like that
Excellent.
Theme that Odell had. So.
Well, hey man, we appreciate your time. Obviously, you have a great future ahead of you. Best of luck this week, and we always like to say, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Once again, that is Carell Hamerton here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.